I don't know if anybody has ever mentioned this, but when I was the treasurer or secretary of Temple Beth Israel in 1957, 8, in that era, or maybe years, my dates may not be right, but we got a call one day from Valley National Bank that a fellow by the name of Kibble had died and left Temple Beth Israel $100,000. And Harry, who was president at that time, Harry Rosenzweig, who was my closest friend, and I went over to see Frank Gibson at the Valley Bank to find out what it was all about. And he said, yes, this recluse by the name of Mr. Kibble, who had family in Tucson, died, left the Temple Beth Israel $100,000 because of friendship that was bestowed on him by Rabbi Krohn. And the purpose of the money was to start a nursing home, a place for indigents. And we at the temple board said, hey, what do we know about nursing homes? So we kept the money in the bank, and it earned interest, and we told the Jewish community about it. And ultimately, Hirsch Kaplan, who was the head of the Jewish community, came to us and asked us if we would consider giving them the money for the purpose for which it was intended, that is to start a nursing home, which we did gladly. So we, by the time we gave it to them, it was 118 or 120,000. Mm-hmm. Then I understand they got Hilberton matching funds, and they were able to build the Kibble home.